schools. Students and teachers are in the final weeks of the school year, and many parents are encountering difficulties in keeping kids motivated in the final stretch. KGNU's Alexis Kenyon spoke with Dr. Joshua Childs, a professor of educational leadership and policy.
I would offer this, and I want to maybe flip it around a bit, which is, what are schools and school districts not doing that makes kids not want to be engaged in school? So a lot of time and a lot of the conversation around student attendance is the onus is placed on the student themselves. They just don't want to be there. They are purposely missing. And I think we need to take a look in the mirror at what are we not doing that's not creating an environment that students want to come into regularly. Students feel connected. We know one of the leading indicators for students wanting to come to school regularly is that they know that there's a caring adult or caring adults in the building that know them and want them to be there. So what are we doing to foster community in a sense of culture that is welcoming for students? We also know that students are likely to be engaged in school when they see themselves in the curriculum. So are we providing ways in which students see themselves in the teaching and learning that's being provided in schools? And then I think the third thing that we should be thinking about is, how do we approach students, particularly now, I don't want to say post-pandemic, because there's a lot of variation around defining that, but like, how should we be thinking of the purpose of schooling now in 2023, 3 years removed from the beginning of the pandemic? And so the ways in which families and students and communities engage with school is different now. And so it's not just a place of where I drop off kids and I expect them to be dumped, get a whole bunch of knowledge dumped on them. But no, schools are important fabrics of our community, our spaces that need to provide a variety of not only services, but engagements for students that prepares them for a world outside the four walls of the school building. And so, yeah, I think there is some truth to the fact that students, once they start missing, feel less engaged and don't feel a part of the school community. But I think we need to flip it in some ways and think about what can we be doing more to engage students, because I don't think that students go into the beginning of the school year saying, I'm going to purposely miss school for the whole entire school year and not attend.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to think about those of us that run and organize and research and create policies around schools. How do we make them more thriving and welcoming, engaging communities for students to want to attend more frequently?
Well, I wonder where the balance is between curriculum that can feel archaic and trying to get kids to want to come to school.
I think you've hit something very important, which is some of our curriculum is archaic. Students are attending schools across the country, across Colorado. Someone who got a master's from CU Boulder are attending schools that were designed for the 1800s, early 20th century. Rows and desks to sit quietly, to become, what's the word I'm looking for, standardized in how society functions and operates. And we know now, and we are engaged in conversations, we see the news, that you can learn anything outside of school. And not only can you learn, there are programs and algorithms that can do the learning for you and spit out that information. So now I think schools should be thinking innovatively, thinking of how do we prepare students for a life, not just for post-secondary education, but for a life outside of school that involves technology, AI, that involves engaging with a more global and connected community, right? And so I think we need to, the biggest buzzword of the last several years has been this reimagining of education. And a lot of people are using the word reimagining to do the same thing over again, but just make it more shiny. I would make the argument that reimagining means connecting with some of the more innovative technology tools that exist out there, to being open to having students engage with things like Wikipedia or social media and learning from those technologies and tools. How can students learn the processing of coding and constructing tools and methods that use critical thinking, computational thinking, right? And so I think that's important in thinking through what school looks like. And I think we have to have a reimagining of what is the purpose of schooling, right? And I think we're starting to see that's not just about getting students to go into very expensive four-year degree programs and then come out still unsure of what they want to do, right? When there's learning happening all the time that can happen typing into a computer or on your phone or on a tablet and so forth. So that's what I would say we need to have more of and more conversations around beyond just standardized testing in April.
Also, what about the actual curriculum? Like, for example, is it important for all high school students to read Edgar Allan Poe? Like, maybe we should be upgrading our curriculum.
So I think there is purpose to things like Edgar Allan Poe and some other things. Like, I think there's a purpose for it, but the way in which we go about teaching and building connections to it, right? So I saw this really cool, someone generated a story of Huckleberry Finn, and they created a whole kind of movie commercial using AI to tell a story of Huckleberry Finn. Like, right? Like, that was interesting intersection where you have this old classic novel and using current tools and technology to really engage a student into, like, oh, here I can tell a story of Huck Finn in 30 seconds using AI generated illustrations, right? Like, that was super fascinating. So I think there's ways in which we can connect the two to make it more engaging for students.
Is there anything I missed or that you would like to add?
I think when it comes to thinking about the ways in which to address chronic absenteeism, we have to move beyond just thinking about it as a school-related issue. It's a much larger ecosystem, community, neighborhood, city, regional issue. So we have to be thinking about the intersections of students attending school and transportation. If there's not safe transportation, reliable, consistent transportation, beyond just school buses, but public transportation, students aren't going to attend regularly. If they're having to take care of their families, so what's the economic and job-related factors that influence whether a student goes to school, right? So all of these outside of school indicators and factors that influence student attendance, I think it's important to think about, because oftentimes we think about school attendance and we place the blame, as I said earlier, on students or their families or, you know, parents about not caring, when in actuality, there's a whole list of reasons that have nothing to do directly with the students, but impacts the students in going to school. So I think we've got to begin thinking about the larger context when it comes to student attendance that we often don't talk about.
Dr. Joshua Childs is an assistant professor of educational leadership and policy at the University of Texas. Dr. Childs, thank you so much for talking with me.
Awesome. Thank you.